A joke is never a joke, but an indication of my vocabulary. A joke is never a joke, but an indication of my vocabulary. How many times do we hear people making jokes about other people, saying silly things about other people, talking poorly about other people? How many times we see the comics on stage and making jokes and telling fallacious stories about what's going on in the world and about people, putting them down, in other words? What sort of things are they doing when they're doing that? And what they're doing is they're showing a lack of respect for themselves. They're showing a lack of respect for themselves because it's an indication of their vocabulary. It's an indication of their belief. It's an indication of what things are important to them. Do you always go around saying the finest and the best about yourself, about others? Do you say, "I wish I had $1 million. That's just a joke. I wish I had $1 million. I wish I had a happy body. I wish I had a healthy body. I wish I had a happy marriage. Oh, my marriage is da-da-da. I wish I had a happy marriage." You see, those are all jokes, and those are all very poor jokes. They're jokes that are causes that you're putting in motion so that you will experience the very thing that you're joking about. You cannot lie to principle. You cannot lie to truth. You cannot lie, ever. Because anytime you joke or tell a lie or make a prevarication about anything, what you're doing is you're putting a cause in motion for that very thing that you're saying is so silly. That's what we're doing. We cannot get around it. That's just what we're doing, and that's what we're saying. We are saying that this is a new belief that I want. I see my children, silly children. I see my wife as a careless person. I see all in the world. Now, you may make money in being on stage and telling these silly things, but if you look at your life is just not all that nice. Your life is just not all that fulfilling. Well, other people, they say nice things all the time, and their life is not that fulfilling. Oh, so now you're looking at other people and you're seeing their life as being not fulfilling. You see, that's what goes on. Whenever we start being joking or unfulfilling about anybody or anything and ourselves, we are showing to the world that we are unreliable. We are showing to the world that we are just a big joke, that we're not for real. But yet, we do have the experiences that come from the jokes that we say are jokes. And we are naming them real. We are naming them important in our world. We're naming them as something that is going to be hurtful to us. That's just what we're doing. Now, if that isn't the silliest thing in the world, I can't imagine what would be. Can you imagine what it would be like if you were allowed to go around saying foolish things and not having something happen? If you were allowed to go around saying, "Oh, the government is terrible. Oh, the people are terrible. Oh, this tornadoes and hurricanes, they come, and all these things are bad, and all these things, and all these things." If you were allowed to go around saying those things, if the majority of the people on earth were saying those things, which they are not, those things would be so predominant in every aspect of life, it would just shake your boat, really. Stop and think how many people there are on the face of the earth. 7 billion, we say. Okay? 7 billion and growing. Now, how many people are poor? Well, you say the majority are poor. Well, by what standard? By the standard of the super rich? By the standard of another? Now, you could be rich and not happy with yourself. You can be rich and have all things going wrong in your life. You can be rich and have poor health. You can be rich and have poor relationships in your family. You can be rich and have all these things take place in your world. And what happens? Is that richness? Is that the kind of richness that you want? We want to have the richness in every area of our life. Every organ, action, function of our body is rich and perfect and right now. And everything we do is perfect right now. We want to express this richness in all areas, and we cannot in any way say that some of that richness is not true. We cannot say that there is lying, doubt, dishonesty, that there is cheating, stealing, that there is hurting. We cannot say those things exist, because if we do, we empower them to exist, and they then exist in our life. We do not have to have those things in our world whatsoever. The only thing we want to have in our world is that we are divine beings, that we are beautiful beings, that we are wonderful beings, that we are fantastic beings. That's the only thing we want to have in our world. The only thing we want to have in our world is that all of life is beautiful and good, and I'm right in the middle of it. We have that choice. We have that choice. A joke is never a joke, but an indication of our vocabulary and an indication of our choices. If a person says, "I want to win," and you ask them, "What do you want to win?" "Well, I want to win the sweepstakes." "Okay. What do you want to win? You want to win the top one or the middle one or the bottom one? What do you want?" "Oh, the bottom one's plenty good enough for me. That's more than I could ever spend in my lifetime anyhow." "Well, why not the top one? Why not the top? Why not always go for the best? Why not always go for the highest and the best?" Because as you go for the highest and best, you find out that you really are ready for the highest and best. Does a millionaire think in spending money the same way that you do? You spend $5 and you are very concerned about it. A millionaire spends $1 million and that's just one of many that he has. Now, he's not foolish. He's not foolish in misusing it. He uses it for what he thinks is good and beautiful. He uses it for what he thinks is going to be helpful to him. And in that regard, then it is. A joke in our world is like saying we don't need so much money. We don't need perfect health, ideal health. We don't need an ideal body, an ideal mind, an ideal spirit. We don't need those things. Well, that's true. We don't need those things. And it also is true that we are those things. But it also is true that if we don't believe that we are those things, we will not live according to the belief that we are those things, and therein we will not experience those things that we don't believe that we are. What a didactic. What a way. And it's true. It's true. Whatever we have, if we don't believe we have it, we don't have it because we don't use it. If whatever we think and if whatever we say for ourselves, whatever we dream, if we don't dream it rightly, we don't have it. And if we don't have it, we don't have it to use, we don't have it to enjoy, we don't have it to experience. So that's just the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. We make a joke of things, and then we wonder why those things are happening in the lives of the people we're making a joke of. And yet, if we were to make a positive statement, if we were to be uplifting about everyone in the world, everyone in our life, in our family, in our world especially, then we would find that as we speak the truth, we reveal the truth, we reveal the fullness of that which we are, and it is very good. Can we look at joking another way now? Do we realize that a joke really is a negative statement that we're saying about something in the world, and we can be sure it will take place? So let's always speak in the most positive, joyous, wonderful way, and watch the positive, wonderful, joyous experiences take place in our life, because we have put the cause in motion for them, and we experience them in everywhere. Let each one of us this day make that claim for ourselves that I live in my original purity and integrity, and I am the happiest guy in the universe. I love you. I love you. I love you.